This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's government has called for an emergency meeting of the United UN Security Council to counter the Kremlin's nuclear blackmail, as it puts it, after Russian President Vladimir Putin revealed plans to station tactical atomic weapons in Belarus. As VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, it's one of Ukraine's diplomatic moves to put pressure on Russia to end the war.
Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told his people that Russian war criminals will be held accountable. It is expected that the Ukrainian leader will virtually join U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken for a panel discussion titled A Just and Lasting Peace in Ukraine during the second Summit for Democracy that is set to begin March 28 in Washington. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, a new campaign is underway this spring across Russia that seeks volunteers to replenish its troops for the war in Ukraine. Advertisements promise cash bonuses and other benefits. Recruiters make cold calls to eligible men. North Korea has test fired two more missiles as tensions rise, VOA's Joel Ramsey reports.
North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward waters off its eastern coast, adding to a recent flurry in weapons tests. The launches early Monday precede the deployment by the United States of an aircraft carrier strike group to neighboring waters to step up military exercises with South Korea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the Norse missiles flew cross-country after being fired from a western inland area south of Pyongyang. The launches were the Norse seventh missile event this month. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of protesters from Israel have poured into the streets across the country in a spontaneous outburst of anger after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abruptly fired his defense minister for challenging the Israeli leader's judicial overhaul plan. Protesters in Tel Aviv blocked a main highway and lit large bonfires Sunday while police scuffled with protesters outside Netanyahu's private home in Jerusalem. The unrest deepened a months-long crisis over Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the judiciary. Mass protests and unrest in the military prompted Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on Saturday to speak out against the changes. In a brief statement Sunday, Netanyahu's office said the prime minister had dismissed Gallant. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris was greeted by school children, dancers, and drummers as she arrived Sunday in Ghana for the start of a week-long visit to Africa, intended to deepen U.S. relationships and global competition over the continent's future. She says the focus of her visit is to promote economic growth to the continent.
On behalf of the president and our entire nation, we bring you greetings, and we are looking forward to this trip as a further statement of the long and enduring and very important relationship and friendship between the people of the United States and those who live on the continent of Africa.
Harris is the highest level a profile member of President Biden's administration to visit Africa this year. After Ghana, she plans to visit Tanzania as in Zambia. She returns to Washington April 2nd. Rescuers continue to assess the damage and search for survivors after this weekend's devastating tornadoes in the U.S. states of Mississippi and Alabama, in which more than two dozen people were killed.
President Joe Biden Sunday morning declared a major disaster exists in Mississippi and ordered federal aid to assist in recovery efforts. Overseeing those efforts will be the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA.
The biggest priority for me is, one, making sure that the local jurisdictions, those first responders, have all of the resources that they need. And then second, that we start to take care of these families.
The National Weather Service said the tornado received a preliminary EF4 rating, meaning it generated wind speeds between 265 kilometers per hour to more than 320 kilometers per hour. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
There's more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.